at the International Poultry and Feed Expo. I'm visiting with Richard Sellers. Richard, tell me what you do.
Oh, I've been with AFI, the American Feed Industry Association, for 20 years. We're one of the hosts of the show with the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association, and I am essentially a regulatory lobbyist. I'm a certified animal nutritionist, and I work with USDA and FDA to keep our regulations reasonable and practical.
Well, regulations coming from the government are a big topic in the agricultural industry, and when it comes to the feed industry, you've got some to potentially deal with here. I know a year ago, the Food Safety Modernization Act signed, but how's that playing out and going to affect your industry?
Well, that's the mother of all laws. We haven't seen regulation like that, or potential regulation, since the industry was created in the late 1800s. Our association's 103 years old, so we predate the Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act, and we've worked with FDA since they were formed in 1938. They seriously started working to regulate the feed industry in 1958 with the Food Additive Amendments, which included animal drug. So this new law, the Food Safety Modernization Act, in 115 pages or less, is massive regulation for our industry. It's going to be costly. FDA claims it will make the food and feed supply safer. So food and feed industries have to develop hazard identification programs and preventive control to control those hazards. And we're up and running with that already because we're in the eighth year of our Safe Feed, Safe Food certification program, which uses the same principles involved in that. So
it would be fair to say that the industry has proactively worked on, tackled this issue, if you want to call it a problem per se. And yet now we're facing some real uncertainties, since I assume these regulations aren't quite all spelled out in black and white yet.
Well, we haven't seen them. Congress gave FDA until July the 4th, believe it or not, of this year, 18 months from the time the law was signed, to finalize the regulations. And they also realized it was a massive undertaking. I've heard from some FDA officials the regulations are going to cost in the neighborhood of $1.2 billion to the food and feed industries. And the review at the White House Office of Management Budget has slowed down because of that, because it's very difficult to put a cost benefit. How many lives have you saved? How many days off? What kind of health is this going to engender in the population? And so they've slowed down, and they're likely not going to meet that deadline, but we're not going to take the commissioner out and shoot her like the Chinese did, unfortunately. We'll just wait and see what happens. We're looking for the proposed rules. We're looking to work with the agency, and they're being very, very open and transparent about what they're doing, and that's exciting.
Well, we'll keep our eye on that. Just maybe a comment. We're coming near the end of this year's show. Just your perspective. How's the show gone for you on the feed side?
Yeah, we've been here 4 or 5 years, I think, and co-located with the U.S. Poultry and Egg. It's been a tremendous growth each year, and next year we're adding a new partner, the American Meat Institute, and the show will likely grow another 30%. So we've already got 900 booths. I can't get to them all. They're spread out among this monster Georgia World Congress Center, but it's been a great experience, and I always love to see members drop by and help them with their problems, so thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Richard Sellers. We've been visiting here at the International Poultry and Feed Expo in Atlanta. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.